There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that's constantly flipping channels. And joining me, as always, is Booger Butt Lee.
Booger butt. That's our new word today. Booger butt. We don't know why John used it first. Hi.
Whatever. Hey.
Guess what? Doing?
What?
Guess what? Booger butt.
What?
Boy, I sound like a 3-year-old. That's what my nephew will do sometimes. He'll just look at you and he'll go poop.
Poop.
And he gets tired of listening to you, and then he giggles because the word poop is fun to 3-year-olds.
Okay. It's fun to 23-year-olds as well, but yes,
it is also
and 43-year-olds and 53-year-olds.
Yes, certain kids, it's always fun. We're getting close to Dragon Con.
Yeah, we are.
It's a little scary.
I got a little countdown on my phone that's like on my homepage. Let's see what does it say right now. It says,
it?
As we record this, 15 days and 13 hours.
Is that from the official Friday start or when you get into Atlanta?
It's a rough estimate of things. Oh, no. This would be like more like Friday.
Oh, that's Friday.
Like Friday at 9 a.m. or something like that.
Okay, well, see.
Should be Thursday at 9 a.m. Hold on, let me go check that. Let me fix that real quick.
Thursday at 9 a.m. No, Thursday at 9 p.m. is the soft start.
Ladies.
You know, John, but see, here's the thing about that Thursday. You know, a lot of people are already there because Thursday is the new Friday. So a lot of people are already there. They're already starting their fandom reunion, their family fandom reunion, and they need something to do.
Yeah.
Because they do.
Yeah, they do.
They just need something to do.
Are you
but
to
that
a point?
Doesn't mean it's official start. And I know somebody who's going to agree with me on that.
Who?
I got
Joey
right
Fatone.
Here. No, Joey Fatone, no, but that is actually really cool because Joey Fatone is now coming, and I'm so sorry. I love that kind of idea. I would love to talk to him about that movie with the zombies, but you got me off my segue. When I fall down on those, it hurts my knees. But I would bet this person, Kelly, the director from American Sci-Fi and Fantasy Media, I think I got that even right, would say that Thursday, Kelly. It's right. It's just a soft start, right? Soft start. It's. We're not doing anything until the evening.
Evening, yes.
See, we're not doing anything during the day. We're all still setting up track rooms and stuff like that during the day.
That is true.
And
I think you're trying to convince her more than it actually she wants to
I'm
be convinced.
Just really trying to not. Have you say Thursday's official day?
Thursday so, is it in the program? So, it's in the program.
Thursday evening is in
Thursday
the program.
Evening. See, it's not Thursday during the day. Okay, so stop it. So, but I actually know you and I both have things going on Thursday night. So, what do you have going on for American Sci-Fi before we get into more stuff? But what's going on for that?
Last year, we were actually one of the first tracks to have permission to do things. So we are continuing our tradition. And we had a really great reaction. We have the Geek Sing Along, and where we sing all those horrible theme songs that get stuck in your head.
Sunny day. No, I bet not that one.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, Fraggle Rock and all those things that you just end up. You know, singing along, you know, Conjunction Junction, all those what? Things. Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry. See, you say certain things. It's kind of like I can do the whole Interplanet Janet song because that was
exactly.
My favorite.
They all just, and you never get, how often do you get a chance to sing them? You know, they just, it's not something that plays on the radio. So we're like, you know, let's just do this. And last year we kind of, it was like a last minute thing. We just grabbed a bunch. And it got a great reaction from people, but they were like, you know, we don't always remember the words.
No.
So this year we got a little more official. You know, we actually have a wonderful gentleman who has put lyrics on everything.
Oh my goodness.
I know. We're like, so, and we've got a big room to do this in. So it should be much, you know, much better organized than we were last year.
So are you doing
it? Should be a lot of fun.
So what songs are you going to do? So we got Interplay. We got, of course, Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah, we've got a couple of those. We got, like I said, Fraggle Rock. We've got some songs. We go a little more current. We've got some stuff from Gallivant and some other theme songs. You know, a couple little things from Buffy and Firefly. And,
you know, I have to ask you if you're doing the Enterprise theme song, but I'm sorry, I shouldn't.
Actually, we are. We are.
Oh, my!
We've got a little bit to, you know, we are so throwing in some fan songs too. Like, of course, we're going to start with the Dragon Con song from, you know, I'm spacing the right name for it. That has kind of become
Dragon Con TV.
No, the fan song.
I didn't know there was a Dragon Con fan song.
It's, hang on, let me, I will pull up my wonderful list here, but it's it was a fan song that's done off of the Katy Perry song, totally spacing the name.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I can't know why. And I have a really long, we have actually way more songs than we actually even have time for. Because we have like a list of like 80 songs. And
I want to know if HR Puffin stuff is going to be on there.
It actually is too.
Awesome. That's one of my favorites. I know the words. But see, I don't remember the words to Sigmund and the Sea Monster. So I would need to cheat.
Actually, that one we kind of waffled on because it is one of those ones that it was like, but yeah, we do have HR Puffin stuff.
And the banana splits. I mean, see, the problem is all of this.
One of the ones I kind of said, hey, we need banana splits. Although there is a lot of words to that.
There are actually many more words to that than you know. But see, I love all of those Sid and Marty Krofft things, mostly because those were ones I remember watching with my dad.
Sure. Absolutely. I remember those very well, too.
I remember those very well. And the other thing is now that I'm an adult, I look back on those and I go, how much, not what were they, but how much smoke was in the writer's room, because had to be just a full whole cloud.
Oh yeah, they were some real, like, you know, what was that, Hatsville or whatever it was?
Hatsville was one.
Who,
and
who come up with the bee village populated with hats?
What was the bees one?
The Bugaloos.
The Bugaloos. Yes. Bugaloos, we're here and there and everywhere. Yeah, the Bugaloos. And you're just like, what? Dear Lord, Mr. Krofft, what were you doing?
Yes. It was like really, really strange. So we go from all the way from there. You know, we're, like I said, Firefly, the old cartoon theme songs, like the old Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
You know, so all these ridiculous theme songs from all these shows. Oh, it was Last Dragon Con was the song.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so we're going to do a bunch of those and it's just going to be silly fun. We've got some blinged out fake microphones for everybody to kind of just be silly on, just for fun. And it should be a good time. So, lots of songs. Greatest American Hero, one of the all time classic ones like that.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I remember this. Not that I would remember those because I would have been a baby.
Of course.
I would have. I would have had to watch them in like reruns, but yeah.
Right. On DVD.
Sure.
Here's a Dragon Con song.
Yeah. That's
the one.
And John's favorite one is the Gem. He loves the Gem theme song.
We actually are going to be doing Gem.
That's totally outrageous.
Yeah, I know it's totally outrageous. You might have to show. You might need to go for that.
Yeah. So we are going to do that. We also even, we're going to be doing some of the fan songs too, like Talk Nerdy to Me, you know, the Supernatural one that they did, Shake It Off. Some of those fan ones. Actually, and the Double Clicks actually just today sent me a link to their Nothing to Prove. So that we can do, you know, that we can have all the fans sing to that too. So even though they're going to be performing next door,
doesn't matter.
Exactly.
We love this.
But
we love all of it. So
a lot of fun. So
yay! So that's awesome. All right. So now, as we've talked about this, so it's Thursday night. Remember all the things you either grew up with or watched on DVD, or your parents made you watch, i.e. my child for the Schoolhouse Rocks thing, who was like, these are boring. And then I wanted to, you know, beat him over the head with a very soft baseball bat, but I didn't. So what is American sci-fi and fantasy media? I think I got it right. Did I get
it right? Yes, you did. You actually, after all these years, you have
all these years. It's only taking me a lot.
it is... Currently, we seem to be the superhero track, but it changes.
Welcome to the CW.
Yes, we have a lot of the CW, not all of it, but we do have a lot of it. And we also get
Gossip Girl. I hope you have Gossip
Girl.
Fantasy
shows, a lot of the purely science fiction shows, but not all of them, because I know, Lee, you get some of those too. But, you know, more the space shows as opposed to just science fiction shows. So we get a lot of those shows that aren't kind of fit into other little niches. So we get things like The Expanse and Killjoys, as well as like Flash and Arrow. So we're kind of all over the board. So it's kind of the one that doesn't fit anything otherwise. But you can always start with us, and then it's like, oh, okay, it's not there. Let me go somewhere else.
Sweet. Very cool. Can you guys hear me? Yeah.
Now we could, but we couldn't for a second. I could hear you trying to jump in, but we were still chatting. Oh, yeah. So,
well, I was hoping, I was actually asking if you had Gossip Girl, because I really hope you do.
Gossip Girl?
I'm just kidding. So who are some of the guests?
That's a very genre piece, absolutely.
Sure.
It's definitely a fantasy piece.
Look, I can sing the Gamecock fight song too. So, you know, I'm not gonna do that either.
So what guests do you have this year then?
Oh, I have a very mixed lot. We have two big sets. We have quite a large number of the guests of Gotham coming. So some really good people from Gotham. We have, you know, the actor. A lot of people don't necessarily remember names, so I'll stick to characters. We have the actor that plays the Penguin. We also have, Bruce. We have Dutch. We have, we have so many. Lucius. We've got...
You got Alfred.
Alfred, yes. Of course, Sean Pertwee. So we've got a lot of them coming.
Don't you have the Penguin?
Yes, absolutely.
Because he was in, I just remember him from, I loved him in Walking Dead the first time I saw him, and then the second time I saw him, I kind of cried. But, so, yay. Very
so, cool. Yeah, they are a big group of them have coming. They've been set for a while, thankfully, so they're good. We also have a good number of the cast from Dark Matter. Almost all of the six are coming, but I think we have like five of the six are coming. So that should be pretty neat. And since we're almost through the summer run of it, it should be pretty neat to get some insights from all of them. I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing what they have to say after, you know, I think we'll have like one or two episodes after, by the time Con comes around. But that should be pretty neat. I'm a big fan of Dark Matter. So that's one of the other big chunks. We have a couple of other people coming from Flash and Arrow. I've been told there might be some others, but it's still, you know, we'll never know.
Well, they're all right now, they're all filming. And I think one of the biggest things to understand right now for people is when we say, especially for shows that are filming, and I'm not just talking about yours, I'm talking about mine with Grimm, yours with Arrow and Flash and all of that. They're filming right now. So it may be that they thought they really would be able to be here on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but then it turns out it's just going to be Saturday and Sunday. Folks, we don't control when they're going to be here.
No, so, people definitely have to understand, you know, they're actors. They need to have a paycheck. And, you know, all the contracts always have out for, you know, if they have work, they are let go.
And we love and we are very happy for these actors because 99% of them are jobbing actors. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are people that are still humping and huffing and puffing to make work. So this is good. I'm glad that they're doing that. And we should all be happy because it means we get to see them in other things.
Yes.
Maybe absolutely. A sci-fi original, but maybe not.
Oh, let's hope it's not an asylum movie.
hey, some of us love those things.
Oh, hey, I know. Yeah. Remember, I still do my driving.
I know you do. I mean, look, I had a friend today who one of the things she said she was doing was watching the Lavan Tarantula. It's Lava Tarantulas.
Lava Tulantulas.
Yeah. Lava Tulantula. And I'm like, I think I even said it on her Facebook. I was like, dude, if they could, you know, it's lava plus spiders. If they could just add a clown, they'd have my horror trifecta right there. Because, I mean, it's just spiders plus lava plus clowns. I'd just, speaking of clowns, have you seen the new Pennywise?
No, I haven't. Oh, beating Tim Curry. Really.
It's a different, they went a different version of clown. It's more like a clown that's like those old kind of older clown dolls instead of like the Bozo the Clown.
Oh.
But he's still freaky. He's still, okay. I know, I loved Tim. Tim Curry to me was the best part of that whole miniseries. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm sorry. I just know we both talked about that before. So yeah. Sorry.
Clowns. Down here.
So we all float down here. I know. It's like, no, I don't want to float. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Thanks. Anyway, I don't want to balloon. I don't want to float. I don't want to find my boat. I'm good. I'm all right. Okay. So what are you, all right. So you already talked about your shows and stuff like that. What are some things that you've done before that people who have loved your track can see again? We kind of just touched on one, which is the B movie night, as
yes.
it were.
Friday night. I think this is our sixth or seventh year of doing it. And it's, you know, just terrible every year. we are doing the sci-fi drive-in movie. And this year we have picked one of those classic, I can't say bombs because it actually, I'm sure, did fairly well in the box office at the time. But it is a real one, not like one of the Asylum knockoff ones.
Hey, so, but okay. Yeah.
It is Battle Beyond the Stars, Battle Beyond the Stars. And, you know, it's John Boy Goes to the Galaxy. You know, came out just after Star Wars where they're like, hey, we can make money off of this stick. So, you know, Robert Vaughn and John Boy and this whole routine. So it's pretty kitschy. The effects are going to be incredibly dated and we're going to have a lot of silliness and make fun of it. So it should be a lot of fun. Last year it was beyond really, you missed a classic thing because last year we actually had the entire room singing Edelweiss at one point.
Oh, what? Oh,
yes. That's just because, sad. We had, I'm spacing his name. That he was in Sound of Music as Von Trapp.
Plummer.
Yes, Plummer. Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer. There you go.
He was one of the lead actors in the movie we watched last year. So Joe Crow, who is one of our hosts, got the whole room singing Edelweiss. So it was pretty ridiculous, but it was very funny and everybody had a great time. So hopefully awesome. We'll have equal silliness this year with something along those lines.
Very cool. Very cool. Your turn, John.
So what other panels are you going to be covering this year? And also, while we're at it, where are you located? Because I know people have moved around a lot this year.
I actually have not technically moved, but I have expanded. We have been added.
We all have. Room. We all. Oh, sorry.
So
hey,
yeah,
some of us have not expanded. Stop that.
I've just gained a little extra room.
You have gained a little extra room. That is kind of cool, though.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a little weird for the layout. We'll see how it works, but it should be fun to have it. So it'll be nice to be able to spread out a little bit. And so we are in our same two original rooms, and then we're adding another room on the end since Classic has moved into much more spacious room for them. We are getting one of their rooms. So
Classic took the room I wanted.
Oh,
it's okay. It's not. Yeah, it's not their fault.
Yeah, I know. That's between you all. You can have.
Yeah, that's between. Yeah, I'll just yell too. Yeah, I know. Actually, I get.
She gets to go silent. Is what she gets to go. Lee?
I guess so. She's speechless now, so.
Lee, you there? Well, anyway, let's talk about your regular panels.
Sure. I always do season reviews, of course, for the shows that we cover. We're also doing a couple different ones. We have, some general topics that we always do over the years. We're going to be covering Daredevil, Legends of Tomorrow, Continuum, since Continuum wrapped up this year. But we're also doing a joint panel with the Kaleidoscope track for Once Upon a Time, which should be good because, we're actually going to look at, people who watch it with their families. We're also going to be doing a panel on all the history shows because we do cover a lot of the ones. A lot of fans like to watch history. I don't know whether you guys are like that too, but they watch all the, whether they're the pseudo history or the real type history from like Beowulf and Black Sails and even Rain, which is about as pseudo history as you can get. A lot of fans like those shows. So even though they're not really genre, we end up calling them like genre adjacent because they are so much, beloved by fans. So we're going to actually talk about those and have a panel about those. And one of the ones I'm actually looking forward to this year, but I'm afraid it's going to be causing some interesting discussions, is we're going to talk about that kind of cliche in the industry where they like to kill people, where it's like either, whether it's the gay or the colored or the, this one or the, that one, they pick something like that. And it's like, someone along those lines. And it's like, ooh. And so we're going to actually talk about that stereotype.
Well, for example, in The Walking Dead, it seems to be if you're African American, you are inevitably going to die.
Right.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
On Supernatural, if you're female, you're going to die, and that's been a kind of something that a lot of people have a lot of issues with. So I think it's going to be an interesting discussion. It could get a little heated. I totally understand that. So it's going to be a interesting discussion, but I think it's going to be a good one, too.
Lee, am I here yet?
I don't know. Yay! Are you?
I'm back. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that's going to be a very interesting discussion, especially with what's gone on with Walking Dead, and we've seen it in the 100 recently. And
yes,
things like
exactly.
That. A great trope to call people on. I think it's kind of important. Although I also, then you have the thing of, well, what are you supposed to do when an actress gets another show? I don't know, but this was not the way to do it.
Exactly. I know. I did a podcast about the 100, and some people got very upset over our discussion, but the actress wanted to leave. So it's like,
I didn't want the actress to leave either. My son got me into that show. I'm now an addict. So,
yeah,
I just, oh yeah. And
but
I just,
she wanted to leave,
but she did. I mean, well, she got
another job.
She got another job. And again, you see that, but again, it's also one of those things you go, I get that, but that doesn't, you should have done better writers. I mean, I get also holding the writers to a little bit of a, come on guys, you could have done better than this.
It is. But then is that succumbing to the cliche or is that just easy
I think it's, I hate to say it, but sometimes I just think, if we kill them off, that's a quick way to handle this. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
It is. But then, is it just because that character in the case of the 100 is because it's a gay woman or is it because it's just.
Well, I just think. Sorry, we're totally going off subject and you're going to have a whole panel on this. So
exactly.
We'll just, as you already see, both of us are torn on both ways of it. We get each side. We do. I do.
I mean,
it's kind of like, it was my argument and people weren't thrilled with me either. I was very, with Agent Carter first season, I'm like, yeah, way too white of a show. I've said that about S.H.I.E.L.D. for season one, too. S.H.I.E.L.D.'s gotten a little better. For Agent Carter, it's a little harder. If you do it a historical drama and trying to be historical, yeah. But do I still want it? Yeah, and I think they did better. Putting it in L.A. second season helps a lot there.
So,
let's just be very honest. So, sorry, we're getting out of
there. No, well, so there's this...
made those comments too. So
yeah, sorry, we're just going down.
So you know the show that's coming out this fall, Timeless, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've seen the little trailer for it or whatever.
The little tiny blurbs, yes.
Where the African American gentleman goes, we're talking about American history. There's literally nowhere I can go I will be safe.
That is gonna, you know, American history, unfortunately, we kind of suck on some things, and yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. It will be. You saw that a little bit in Sliders a couple of times, and some other shows. A sci-fi, I think. Sorry, I'm getting on my soapbox. I'm not trying to. I think the thing is, those of us who are fans of sci-fi know that sci-fi gets what they're trying to do. And they're often trying to create metaphors, and they're often trying to tell the moral tale without really telling the moral tale. So we hold them to a better standard of, damn it, just write that better.
It is that tricky thing when you do history as opposed, you know, future. Oh, yeah. It's easy, you know, it's like, hey, yeah. But I mean, I was joking. We went to the theater the other day and we were watching the new Matt Damon Great Wall China movie. I'm like, oh, look, it's a white guy saves China movie. You know? And I was like, and I heard people cracking up around me because it's, yes, once again, we're seeing that. You know?
Yeah. I haven't seen a trailer for it, but I had at least two or three friends who said, I can't wait to it because your eye roll is going to be epic. I'm like, probably. Yeah, probably.
Because we're
be
sitting there epic. Going, yeah. What is Matt Damon doing in China?
Not that we don't see, and that's just it. We really like Matt Damon. I love Matt Damon in The Martian. That was great.
Yeah.
They could explain it in the story in a very valid way of why he's there, but
it's not clear in the trailer.
I can't wait to see that, or at least read about it before I go.
Yeah,
and then I'll decide if I go. Sorry. Okay, John, get us on another topic.
Oh, I don't know.
We're going down our little fandom rabbit
hole. I'll give you another panel that we're doing. One of the other ones is all the crossovers. We're having a lot. We're seeing all these crossovers. So we're actually going to have a panel discussing whether it's a good idea, bad idea, and kind of what that means. You know, so much of it is, you know, kind of generated. You know, for instance, you know, the crossover with Supergirl and The Flash, it was like the biggest episode Supergirl had. And it is one of the things that ended up bringing Supergirl over to the CW.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about, you know, how that affects them and, you know, how does that affect continuity and all that fun stuff. So
that's very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I think those are, I just always find crossovers fun, but yet a part of me goes, okay, it kind of hurts my head. You're like, okay, let me try again. Yeah. But yeah, no, I like them. So awesome. 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 Now you talked about your Thursday night thing. Are there any other special late night things or any other things you really want to shout out about and make sure people know to come?
Well, and then we have the drive-in, and we actually have a new thing this year.
Ooh.
That we're trying. We used to always do our game Show of Thrones on Sunday. I always decide not to do things Saturday because everybody does things Saturday. So I was like, you know what? Just go have fun. We have panels Saturday night, but that's it. But Sunday night, where since we have so many superheroes, we've kind of switched gears from the Game of Thrones concept, which we do still cover Game of Thrones. But this year we're going to do heroes, villains, and humanity, which is going to be a very kind of group Dragon Con version of a room-based Cards Against Humanity with a Dragon Con twist. but it's all going to be superhero-based.
Now, is this child safe or?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's why it's not until 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Okay, see, now this is funny. You and I are now up both times against each other.
Of course.
So I'm doing something on Thursday and I'm doing something at 10 o'clock on Sunday. That's so funny. But that's cool because then people can go around and see different things. It's all good.
It's not like there's not enough people for both of us.
Well, it's also not like if it's always like those people that I couldn't find anything to do last night. I'm like, dude, then you weren't looking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, no.
Yeah.
No. Don't believe you.
And no, the reality is,
I literally have said, I said, well, did you go to any of the panels or any of the, oh, I've never been to a panel. I'm like, what? I'm like, really? I totally have, that blows my mind always. But, you know, they do that.
Sunday night at 10 o'clock is the time you want to be sitting in a room anyway and not wandering. You got to be exhausted at that point, where sitting down is probably your best option. So going
and by then people will probably be a little tipsy. So being raunchy is probably pretty standard course by that point.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have any other adult programming, if you will?
Well, I figure the trope will get somewhat strongly worded. So that's probably my only adult in that sense. But those are the only ones that get more adult. The sing-along, some of these songs will have a little more adult connotations, but we're just going to put those at the end of the evening. Yes. So, but that's it as far as adult material per se.
Okay. So is there anybody outside of your track that you want to see this year?
Well, I would love to see Tom Mason.
Mm-hmm. He was just announced.
Yes, but I probably won't get there. and I hope that fans are nice to him. I know there's been a lot of controversy talking about killing people. I really hope fans do not give him grief for, you know, what happened at the end of this season with Sleepy Hollow. I just hope they are respectful of him because, you know, no actor deserves that. So I just thinking that in my head when I was thinking, you know, this people can be obnoxious.
Well, but
he was really funny last year from watching the panels on YouTube later on. So I think, you know, I was like, man, I'd love to see him in person because he was just really funny. So.
Well, and if you saw him last year, we also had Nicole Beharie here.
Yes.
Who is Abby, yes. Who will always be Abby. If I don't watch that last episode, it didn't happen. And you could see those two had a genuine, if you were there and seeing it, or you watched it on YouTube like you and I did, they had a genuine, just absolute affection for each other. They were so cute together. You just wanted to give them cookies. I did. I
agree. And obviously her concerns with wanting to leave had nothing to do with
them. No. And that's always what I want to say to people is, you know what? They're an actor. Until they have that word producer or executive producer with their name, there's only so much. They don't have a lot of that creative control yet, guys.
Right.
We would like it, but they don't.
Yeah, and while I love seeing the actors, they actually don't make a lot of the creative decisions, even on their characters sometimes, until they're like, have been in the show a very long time.
That's right. That is very right. So, I mean, I think that's something to remind people about, too.
Yes.
Have you transitioned any, are you transitioning any shows this year over to Classic?
No, but I do have some shows that have transitioned to other places.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether you've already talked to the new track. So you've already talked to Jamie and, the military science fiction track. Yeah. So, I have transitioned Battlestar Galactica over to them. So I have, passed the torch, for the 12 colonies over to them. And I wish them well with it because those actors are fantastic people and have always been really supportive of the fans and really genuinely nice people, because I hadn't watched the show before I had them as guests the first time. And I actually did start watching it, you know, basically because they were so nice and generally really great people. So I was like, you know, I gotta give this show a try. And, that's one of the things I actually encourage actors to realize sometimes is like, hey, you know, sometimes you're hooking people on your show by just being friendly to people, you know, and being outgoing.
I know so many people who have said, I liked Warehouse 13, but then when I met Eddie McClintock at Dragon Con, I loved Warehouse 13 because of how nice the actors are. So, it's very true. You find actors in fandom. We follow our actors, you know? I was ecstatic when Eddie has a new show going on. We can't wait to talk about that. And, you know, I was so excited to see him on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And you're the same way. You know, when we see somebody, we're like, yay! Even if it's a sci-fi original Asylum production, it's okay. Yay! No,
in fact, I can remember when Aaron Ashmore was on one of your Warehouse 13
panels. Yes.
And he announced Killjoys for the first time. So,
and we were all like, yay, he has work, yay!
And of course, it was like 2 years before we saw it.
Oh my goodness, it did take forever.
But, and that show, I love that show. So I'm like, come on, let's get a Killjoys panel. Come on. So
I know. Yeah, Killjoys is very good. I love Dark Matter, too. You're talking about that.
Yes.
So, yes, very cool. Yay!
But that is the only show I have transitioned off this year. So we'll see how long the next one happens.
Okay.
All right. So where can people find more info about your track, and how can they get a hold of you if they need to get a hold of you, or rather the track?
Well, we, of course, are on the Dragon Con website. So that is one place. But we have a very active Facebook group that stays active throughout the entire year. We have a couple very active fan journalists, one of which is Henry Hanks, who used to work as an entertainment journalist for CNN. So he has a lot of good contacts. So he's posting a lot of new entertainment news for us. So there's just constant updates on what's going on in the geeky TV world, geeky TV and movie world. So that is one of the places. So I try to keep up with the Twitter feed, but I'm, you know, mixed on that. But those are usually the places to find the most information about us.
Sweet.
There you go.
And where again are you located? I don't think we ever actually said what room you're in.
Is true. We are in the Marriott. We are on the bottom, well, not the bottom level, but we are on the Marquee level, which is the same level as like the Imperial Ballroom and where the Walk of Fame is, things like that. But it's up at the very front. You might see the Kinko's on the one side, and it's kind of up forward and turn left. So that's how you get to there. We're going to have a sign up in the front so you can find us. But that is where we are. So we're kind of tucked in the corner, but there should be lots of noise to find us.
All right. So what we've been doing this season, I don't know if you've been paying attention or listening, but we're quizzing everybody at the end. Well, actually, we're putting you're matching your wits, or your knowledge of, you know, whatever at this point. It was supposed to be Dragon Con themed, but I've given up on that. against Lee. So we're going to do television theme songs, since that's mostly going to be in your wheelhouse. However, I absolutely do not guarantee any of these are genre shows. So I'm going to start playing a theme.
No, wait. Okay. How are we doing this? It's a theme song. Okay.
Yeah. So as soon as you know it, I'll say your name and then I'll pause it. And then you just tell us what the theme is. And if you miss it, you miss it. If you get it, you get it. If you miss it, the other person has an opportunity to try and listen to some more and steal it. You got it?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I guess I probably should open some of these in advance, but here we go. Here's the first one. Helps if I turn it up. Probably. Nope. Ah.
That's the John theme song every night before you start this. Lee, that's our podcast theme song every night before you start it.
Here we go. Try this.
In between the lines, there's a lot of obscurity. If it's all right, then you're all wrong. But why bounce around to the same damn song?
Yes.
Freaks and Geeks?
No.
You'd
rather run when you... I'll give you a hint. It was on USA. All right. Nobody?
The only thing I could think of was Psych.
That's correct.
Oh.
Like I said, I do not guarantee genre. In fact,
slightly genre.
In fact,
genre adjacent.
Yes, there you go. Well, here's something else that's genre adjacent.
Uh-oh.
Genre adjacent in the sense of a kaleidoscope, I suppose. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Got a blast.
Lee.
Yes.
Jimmy Neutron.
That is correct.
I heard that song when Teen Lit was a kid so darn much. Okay.
See, I have no kids, so.
That's true. Okay. Now, see, now you're going to give John more things. He's like, ha ha.
So the Mary-Kate and Ashley theme song, probably a bad idea?
Probably a bad idea. Mostly for our sanity, but yeah.
Here we go. Here's one you should know, even if you don't have kids.
Butterfly in the sky. I can look twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Oh, sorry, Kelly.
Yes, go ahead, Kelly.
It was Reading Rainbow.
That is correct.
I didn't, I was like, I know I should know this.
I know, that's why I was like, wait, I do know this.
Because all I could think of was like the G.I. Joe.
It's like the first three, it's the first two words.
Well, all I get, because it did that little rainbow noise, like the ling. And I'm like, well, G.I. Joe, the more you know, but that's not right.
Here we go. All
right. Yeah, they're kind of opposite each other.
I know, it's like G.I. Joe.
This is sort of a theme. It's definitely prominent in the show.
Boy, how depressing.
Well, once you know where it is. This is genre, by the way.
Lee.
Yes.
American Horror Story?
No. I'll zip forward a little bit for Kelly's sake.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounds familiar.
If memory serves, it was, and it really should, since here, Lee's gonna get it once I say what I'm about to say. You may
I'll
not though, because I've done several panels on this. But I believe it's usually played in the, at least, usually tail credits, definitely at the end of the season. Here we go.
You rat. There's Kelly.
Yeah.
There's something about a plane in it.
Oh, wait. Is it Lost?
Yes, it's Lost.
Okay.
It's life and death.
It's whenever they had somebody dying, that was the thing.
Pretty much.
Of course.
And so it's usually, or they're doing their little, you know, their little music video at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Essentially. Of course. Let's see. So we're up a 3-1. We played a 5. So let's see. Let's try this one. This is actually the full version of the theme song. I'll skip forward actually to where it's played in the show.
Thank Superman. You.
All right, no one? If you didn't get it from
that. On the edge, because I like.
I'll give you it's a quote unquote comedy, maybe sitcom, 30-minute show.
You've got your love online, you think you're doing fine, but you're just plugged into the wall.
Yeah, I know that line, and I'm like,
yeah, I do too. I'm like, it's driving me crazy.
All right, it's Scrubs.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Peter,
that's playing genre stuff here, John. You're messing with our heads.
I know, yeah. Right? Well, how about How about this one? Sorry.
Our world is in peril.
Actually, I'm gonna skip
magic
over here.
Rings to five special young people. Watch from
Lee. Oh, I was gonna say, come on, seriously.
Yes, Lee.
Captain Planet.
No.
No.
Yes.
It really?
Yeah, it is really.
Okay, Captain then Planet. I would have gotten that wrong.
It's Captain Planet, right? Captain Planet.
Yeah, it's Captain Planet.
Ha.
What would you have said, Kelly?
I was going back to the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Oh, well, yeah.
It is very similar to that one. But it said five kids.
Rings, yeah. Yeah, that was right. A little past my time.
Yeah.
I'm old.
So am I. Okay, keep going.
Here, okay.
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
Inspector Gadget.
That is right. All right. One more. Kelly takes us home.
I still wonder how much money they gave Matthew Broderick for that movie. How much? Because it had to be a lot.
This is very genre.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime.
Seriously, Kelly.
I'm going to have to give it to Kelly. I'm sorry.
Quantum Leap.
No, I'm sorry. It's Quantum Leap.
That's what I said.
I know.
He's
Kelly wins.
He likes to mess. Yeah. He likes to mess.
John, I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to time travel back to your earlier life.
And become me?
And make him a nicer person?
You really don't want to do
that. That's not possible.
Now, if you did that, wouldn't I just wind up in this exact same situation anyway?
I'll have the Evil Looper take care of you.
Well, see, there has to be somewhere at some point they're like, oh, you never should have let those two start a podcast. You never should have let them be together on a podcast. And so that's what you have to fix. You have to stop.
That's true. That's a good point.
All right. So, Kelly, again, where can folks find your room and your Weber stuff and various other things?
You can find us in the almost bottom of the Marriott, the Marquee level. At it's the M301
and Marriott's in the middle, right?
Yes, Marriott yes. Okay. Equals the middle.
Very good.
It's only taken him 10 years.
Yeah, that's not much until we add another hotel. So
they better not add one on either end of there because I'm screwed. Then.
Well, there's nothing.
Nothing. No, not allowed to say
it.
But yes, so we are in the Marquee level. We are towards the front side of the hotel. Think of by the Kinko's shop. So that's where you wander down. It's the same level as like the Walk of Fame and the Imperial Ballroom. So, and like I said, towards the front in the corner. That is where we have three rooms. So if you find one of those, you're going to be in the right place. And we are in, as far as where to find us, otherwise, on the web, we have a very active Facebook group. You can look up Dragon Con American Science Fiction Fantasy Media, and you will join many other people where we chat all year about geeky TV and movies, and basically also the Dragon Con website, of course, and you can also find us with the same Dragon Con America, you know, AMSFF Media on Twitter as well.
Sweet. All right. Again, thank you for joining us, Kelly. Really appreciate you taking time out of your what is inevitably a hectic time of the year for all directors. You know, only 2 weeks left until Dragon Con, really. At this point, so you know, I would imagine probably like 12 or so days until you head up that way. So
yes, I will be heading up on Wednesday.
Yeah, like everybody is, because Thursday starts the con. So yes. Until next time.
Evening.
Until next time. I choose to ignore that. This is John for Kelly.
Lee, you know what? You just make him work all Thursday.
Hide. He hides.
There is that alternative, isn't it?
Big, tall guy, but he can hide, man. Yeah.
That's a good point. All right, so yeah, Thursday evening. Until next time, this is John for Kelly and Lee saying peace.
Hi everyone. This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.